With its distinct pulsing rhythm, a full drum set, and electric bass, Axis Mundi, the new album from Brown Bird, represents a departure of sorts. The sound is a retreat from the slower, more pared-down music of the duo's previous efforts. But the gypsy influences and the intertwining voices of husband and wife David Lamb and Morgan Eve Swain are the same genre-defying sounds that brought the band to prominence just a few years ago. But Swain says the whole album represents a culmination of the music that Brown Bird had always been working towards.
It's actually kind of funny because if you look up old interviews, we're saying the same things. Where, you know, we're getting a little louder and getting a little heavier. Basically, if you listen to the records chronologically, we never wanted to make such a huge difference that it would be like, what happened to Brown Bird? And then, yeah, Axis Mundi is like, that is the leap.
Swain had to complete that leap without her life partner, Lamb, who died just over a year ago, following a battle with leukemia. After his death, Swain was determined to finish the album. Sitting in the living room of the third-floor apartment the couple shared in Warren, she says she found the title Axis Mundi while reading through Lamb's notebooks as she was completing the album.
It represents where heaven and earth connect, and it's where communication happens between higher and lower realms. It's a symbol of knowledge. It's a symbol of spirituality.
The title could not be more apt. Lamb began recording material that would become Axis Mundi before his leukemia diagnosis in 2013. Swain says in addition to treading new musical ground, the album was supposed to be a celebration when the couple still hoped Lamb would recover.
This is going to be this very exciting new thing for us, and we were excited to, you know, hey, we just had this really horrible year, you know, we're going to come out of this, and this record was going to be like, you know, this victory record, you know, and then we're back out and we're bigger and stronger and better than ever, you know.
Though in the end it didn't work out as they'd hoped, Swain says it was cathartic to finish their final collaboration, and it's been getting attention from national media, including the New York Times, NPR, and the Boston Globe.
To be able to put it out anyway is like, it's loaded. I say that we wanted it to be a victory record, and I feel like it still is.
But the victory was hard won, says Swain, who was hesitant to touch much of Lamb's original tracks. She eventually enlisted help from a friend and fellow musician, as well as her brother Spencer Swain, who produced the album. The album confronts Lamb's sickness head-on with its opener, Focus.
Tethered to the cure, I focus on the pain. Transformation comes, tempered by the flame.
Swain says at first it seemed an unlikely choice to kick off a so-called victory record with such a subdued, haunting song. But as soon as she heard it, she knew she was right.
I think it's a pretty ballsy song to open it with, because it's like, it demands your attention. Even if you don't know our story, hopefully that song still strikes, you know, like, hey, this is something that you need to listen to. The
pain and transformation is yours and tempered by the flame.
Lamb wrote all the songs on Axis Mundi but one. Swain penned the track Tortured Boy. She wrote it a few years ago during the summer she first met Lamb. Their musical career was just beginning, but Lamb was in the midst of a personal crisis. Swain says following the breakup of his first marriage, he was worried about embarking on a new relationship.
He was like really struggling with who he was and like whether or not he was a good person. So I wrote Tortured Boy for him, and That's basically what that song is about, is like, hey, you know, like, you don't have to be punishing yourself. You haven't done anything wrong, and I'm here, and as far as I'm concerned, you know, that's all that matters.
The two eventually married in 2013, only months before Lamb would find out about his illness. The album Axis Mundi concludes with the song Avalon, a spare tune featuring just Lamb and a lone guitar.
You don't take shit from anyone, and injustice ignites the indignant delivery of your passionate mind. You're a peach when proliferating portions of love. When the universe so seemingly storms from above.
Originally written as a Christmas present for Swain, Lamb recorded the 45-second song in secret while recovering from a bone marrow transplant. Swain was overcome the first time she heard the song, but now says within the track, Lamb had given her a gift.
There's a line where he says, you're a healer and a huntress and a holder of hands, and that when I first heard it, it just, you know, destroyed me. But it also is where I took the name The Huntress from, which is what I'm calling my solo project now. Putting Avalon on the end of this album is kind of like my way of kind of presenting it out there, that like, hey, this is the end of Brown Bird, but it's not the end of me, and that's because of him.
Swain says she isn't sure when or what she'll create moving forward, but she knows she'll carry Lamb's legacy with her.
You're a huntress and a healer and a holder of hands, and your heart is the Avalon that I seek for my end.
John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.